12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Seems like a dream to me now.
We check in with Media, Digital, and Industry Relations Director for Travel Michigan, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Pure Michigan, Nick Nerbon. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. It's so sweet to hear those words, opening day for baseball season.
I know I was singing a little Martha Reeves in your ear there. I always forget when I have people on the line, you know. How can you not love Martha Reeves? I mean, oh, just so amazing that she finally has that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Lots going on this weekend. What do you think people should do? What kind of ideas do you have for us?
Well, on Easter Sunday, you know, it's a great time to get out with the family, get the kids out, do some fun things. I saw that right in Grand Haven. They're hosting the annual Easter egg hunt at Central Park in Grand Haven, which they do have an Easter bunny on hand, so you can get that family photo or the photo with the kids so they can get some eggs, take home a few treats with them, but then also get a family memorable photo to take home and put it on the mantle.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, that'll be really cool. And the weather should be decent for that, I think, anyway. I've got my fingers and my toes crossed. Are you doing anything for the solar eclipse?
Yeah, so the solar eclipse, you know, it's such a unique opportunity to see something that just doesn't come around very often. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion here and there about where to watch it. And there are people I know that are traveling elsewhere to go watch the eclipse. But we do have a place in Michigan that is going to be, as they say, totality. We'll get to see the entire total eclipse down in the southeast part of the state over on Lake Erie in Monroe County. In Grand Haven, West Michigan, will be around 93%. So it'll be a little sliver of the sun that is still visible, but it will be 93% eclipsed. And it'll be a neat sight to see, but always an important reminder to not look directly at the eclipse without protective eyewear or a different viewing device, because it can damage your eyes.
Now, that is a fact. The website looks great. You know, it's no longer winter at puremichigan.org. It's all about spring and summer. I was really happy to see that. I'm so looking forward to when the concert season, you know, they start announcing all the different concerts that are coming to town. Are you a big music fan, Nick?
I'm a huge live music fan. Emma and I, my fiance, we get out and we see as many live shows as we can. We've got some tickets this year. We're going to see 311 up at Interlochen near Traverse City. They've got an outdoor amphitheater up there and have a great concert series. We love the concert series at Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park. They bring in, you know, obviously major national acts and things, but they do their Tuesday night series, which the public can go to. And, you know, so they've got a lot of great opportunities. And it's such a cool setting. You can bring in, they let you bring in food with you and have a little picnic there on the hill. So it's a fantastic opportunity to do that. But I like the smaller shows too.
Yeah.
You know, like I see the Park Theater in Holland has all kinds of great music all the time. I'm always paying attention to what some of the smaller venues do. Are you familiar with Billy Strings, Mary Ellen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so Billy, he's a Michigander. And I don't know if you saw this, but about a week and a half ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago this weekend, he played at the Pyramid Scheme in Grand Rapids with some old friends that were like in this really interesting heavy metal band back from when he was like a teenager. Like, you know, here's this guy. He sells out three nights at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. He's a major star now. And he got back together with his old buddies that he used to jam with because they were going to be reuniting at this venue that holds 400 people in Grand Rapids. I thought that was remarkable.
That's really cool. I love stuff like that. I know Fallout Boy was in town at Panhandle Arena. This is really cool. Somebody told me about this. This is what they do for the cities that they go into. If there's a children's hospital in the city that they perform in, they will pay for parking for the whole day at a children's hospital.
Oh.
So all those arms were up at all the different entrances. Now, if you go to children's hospital for an appointment, they stamp your ticket, obviously. But they paid for parking at DeVos Children's Hospital when they were in town. And they do that all over the country where there's a children's hospital. I thought that was just so cool, you know?
Yeah, I love that. You know, also that reminded me about, I mean, you may remember this, Metallica. They do this thing where, you know, they obviously are still major heavyweights when it comes to live music. When they came to Grand Rapids a couple of years ago, they made a donation to the local skilled trades and welding program at Grand Rapids Community College to support that program. And they do it in multiple areas of the country. So again, yeah, musicians helping out the local communities, love it.
I love it too. Do you think how many people you think in the state are going to do a staycation and travel around the state during spring break?
We've actually heard a bunch of people are doing it. We've talked about all kinds of different ideas, from indoor water parks in places like Double J Ranch or over in, or in Frankenmuth. There's a couple of wonderful destinations. And up at Boyne Mountain, they've got their Avalanche Bay indoor water park. And also people are really interested in getting in a learning experience for the kids. Like they'll bring them over to the Henry Ford in Dearborn or to Lansing to see the state capitol and some of the wonderful museums they have, like Impressions 5 in Lansing. And then also Kalamazoo, closer to home here, they've got the Air Zoo, wonderful opportunities mm-hmm. to discover something new and learn as well.
So I want to wish you a happy Easter and all that, but that's my understanding you're going skiing tomorrow.
Yeah, so you know me. I do like to get out and ski. And last weekend, I had a nice to-do list here at home, and I decided, okay, I'm not going to go skiing. It ended up being that perfect ski day with the sunny weather and a little bit of new snow.
Yeah.
So now that we've got a sunny day on tap for tomorrow, knock on wood, I decided I'm going to go up for one more day. I'm going to go to Crystal Mountain tomorrow, get out on the slopes, and then call it a season.
There you go. We'll talk next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nick Nurbon with Pure Michigan.